God loves you, and He never lies. That's the title of this week's devotional during our time of prayer and focus on the Lord. You can take God's word for it. That's something I love to say, and that's certainly the case. Consider Jeremiah 31, verse 3. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. That's what God said. And then in Numbers 23, verse 19, it says, God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That's an amazing reminder. God loves you, and he never lies. And when you realize just how much he loves you, your perspective on life changes. When you realize that he is in control, that he will make things right in the end, and that he has already mapped out your life, and that you just need to focus and follow him, it takes a lot of pressure off. And to know that his love never changes. He loves you. He loves you as you are, and he desires to draw you close to himself and away from sin. When people treat you poorly because you know Jesus, just remember that it's a reflection of their problems and not yours. Once you have Jesus in your heart, certain people won't like that because they are resisting him. Just remember that he loves you so much that he offers to grow you into the image of his Son, which is the ultimate privilege. Think about that. So whatever you're enduring, trust God completely. He will help you. He is molding you to be like his perfect Son, Jesus Christ. What an amazing reminder we find in Romans 8:29, which says, "For those whom he foreknew, of whom he was aware and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of his Son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren." Praise the Lord. There's a purpose in our suffering, and it is to make us more like Jesus and to experience deeper fellowship with the Father. And we can trust our Heavenly Father. He loves us. And the prayer tip of the week is, in prayer and in deed, let's tell God that we love him too. Because often we talk about how much God loves us, but how much do we love God? We must pray for the Lord to help us love him as he commands. Let's pray right now, folks. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are faithful, that you keep your promises, that you love us, and that you desire what's best for us always, and that you are making us, who know you, you mold us, rather, into the image of your Son, and we are in awe of you. And we welcome you to work in our hearts, and we ask that you would heal our hearts where they hurt. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, that you would comfort them as only you can. We pray that you would infuse those who feel hopeless with your hope. Infuse them with your hope, Lord Jesus. We welcome you into our hearts. We ask you to rule our lives. We hold nothing back. It's yours. We repent. We repent of turning to other things besides you, from doing things that are against your word. And we just pray that you, Lord Jesus, would live through us and love through us. We pray for all praying pals, those who are members of our online prayer group, and all of their requests. And we ask for your best for each of them. We pray for our country. We pray for our servicemen and women. We pray for our church leaders, our pastors. Just, Lord, draw us all close to you and help us to share your love and to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And, Lord, please help us to love others as ourselves. We need you to do this through us. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to fill us afresh, and we submit to you afresh. Please to sense your presence this week. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me this week. If you have any specific prayer requests, feel free to let us know at prayingpals.org. And remember that God still loves you, and God never lies.